Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fat Station 95.7. It is Chris Edge in the studio with Dylan Fence. Greg Humphreys, Chris, good. Thank you for coming in. Great to see both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks so much.
I want to start with some history because the band got together in, is it 89, 88?
Well, that was our first release.
Oh, yeah. So probably sooner than that.
Yeah, probably 87 was when Dylan Fence first played shows, maybe. And then Chris and I actually played in a band in high school as well. Yeah. In Winston-Salem.
Okay.
So 1983.
Yeah.
Friends for a long time.
Yeah. Crazy.
A long time ago.
Clear up a question for me on the origins of the name. Where does that come from? Is it the fence that's in, isn't there a fence in Columbia, South Carolina called Dylan Fence?
It's in Dillon, South Carolina, actually, where south of the border is.
It was a semi-famous piece of folk art, you know, and a lot of people would pass by it on the way to the South Carolina beaches.
Right.
So it became a subject, you know, of conversation. And I think some of my high school friends were talking about it. And I think I suggested it as a name.
Yeah.
Headed to one of our first gigs. And we just stuck. And I'm not positive that that's what happened. But that's all
I got. But it's a good story.
Yeah.
So there's a Hootie and the Blowfish song that references Dylan sitting on a fence or something like that. Is it the same fence or is it a reference? I've always thought it was a reference to you guys.
Put on a little Dylan sitting on a fence.
It is. It's
it is,
actually
right?
A double. That line is a double reference. It's a reference to our band because I think when they were writing the song, I think Darius said to Mark, the guitar player, that this song sounds like it could be a Dylan Fence song. But it's also a reference to a Bob Dylan lyric.
Right.
So,
what was the music scene like back then in the early 90s here in Chapel Hill in the Triangle?
Well, the Connells were always...
Connells did really well.
Pals of ours, and they gave us some really good gigs as their opening act. So we owe a lot to those guys for helping us out back
then.
Were you
label mates? Because you eventually got on, was it Mammoth Records that was based in Carrboro?
We were on Mammoth. Superchunk, you know, built
Merge. Yeah.
The Connells were on TVT.
Connells were on TVT, but a little interesting bit of trivia. The Connells' manager, Ed Morgan, formed Mammoth Records with a guy named Jay Ferris. And I actually did an internship with Mammoth Records when I was in college at University of North Carolina. And I actually learned a lot about the record business from watching them work. And then Dylan Fence ended up signing with that label a few years later.
Was Dylan Fence a band before you went to college or after?
We were in college when it all started. Yeah. You guys were at Carolina.
Yeah, Ken Alphen and I connected and started playing music, and I called Chris because he and I had played together in high school and we needed a good bass player, and he was going to Wake Forest at the time, so it wasn't too far of a haul to make it.
It's another ACC school just up the road.
So my favorite album is Rosemary. I just think that's an incredible album, that all those songs, they stand up today, I think.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about making that album. Do you remember putting that together and where you were when you recorded the album?
Oh, yeah. We'll never forget that place. Longview Farm, right?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Longview Farm is in North Brookfield, Massachusetts, and I hope that it's still in operation, but it's it was a working farm that housed a beautiful recording studio. And jump in when I screw this up, Greg, but I think the Rolling Stones.
That's wrong.
it was the Rolling Stones. Built out a soundstage in the farm for rehearsals for a tour in the 80s, which must have been the Tattoo You tour?
The songs were kind of a collection of the best songs we had come up with up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was a good collection of tunes, I think.
Well, you're going to be out at That Music Fest June 24th and 25th inside the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. What's that set going to be like? Have you thought about it? I mean, do you have like a standard set that you do? Or are we going to get something special because it's all homegrown bands out there at That Music Fest?
Well, I think because it's a festival, it's going to be a pretty tight, compact set. So we're going to hit them with some faves, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely some material from Rosemary. You can count on it.
In fact, you'll have to write down the songs you've been playing on the radio, and we'll play.
Hey, Mockingbird, that's yeah. One we could do.
Who's
going to
do the birds on the out? I guess you are.
It sounds nothing like Mockingbird.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it, and looking forward to seeing you both out at That Music Fest with Dylan Fence.
Chris, thank you so much for having us.
Thank
this
you, Chris.
Been great.
Thanks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.